Is your business scalable, or are you the single point of failure? Today, we're going to talk about how to identify if you are the problem in your business and what exactly to do about it.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes. Gavin
Symes. Yes, yes, yes. I am Gav Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. So, crazy thing happened to me the other day. This new cafe opened up a little while away from me. So, jumped in the car with all the kids, took them there on the weekend, and I was sitting there, and 45 minutes we had to wait to get a table. So, this place is just getting pumped, right? And so, we finally got a table, we sat down, and then the waiters just left us. There was no one came around, asked for our order. It even got to the point where I had to get up and go to the counter because I didn't think that they were doing table service. I thought that they were actually they actually had to go up and order and pay. But no, it was true, they were doing table service. But what had actually happened is because the place is so new, they hadn't had a chance to train their staff, and I don't think they realized. I don't think they actually understood how big the demand was going to be for this cafe in the area. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm just watching everything happen. The orders took forever to come out. I think we waited 45 minutes to an hour for simple things to come out, like a couple of milkshakes and pancakes for the kids. And Cass and I got a burger and chips. So nothing, just really quick, super quick stuff to come out, but it took forever. And so I'm sitting there and sort of peeking back into the kitchen just to see what was going on. And there is the owner just doing everything. So he's on the hot plate, he's running to the blender for the milkshakes, he's taking people's money, paying stuff, and he's got his staff. There was 10 or 12 employees in this place. It's a huge place. 10 or 12 employees, and they're all just walking around basically doing F all, just nothing. And so I was sitting there and I got really frustrated for two reasons. Not because I was hungry and my food was taking too long, but I got really frustrated for two reasons. Firstly, I got frustrated and I felt sorry for the business owner because he was rushing around and doing all this stuff. It's obviously a brand new business and he's just started at 10 out of 10 straight away off the bat, pressure's on rather than it building up normally. So I got frustrated for him. And I also was frustrated about the employees, that they just looked like they didn't care and they weren't helping. And it got me thinking about scaling a business and is your business scalable? And what I mean by that is there's, probably three key indicators to tell you if your business is scalable or not. The first one is if you took 2 months off from your job, from your business. So you just went away for 2 months overseas, uncontactable by phone. Would shit hit the fan before the time that you got back? The second thing is that do you live by the mantra, if you want something done properly, then you've got to do it yourself? Because if you do, then that means your business isn't scalable. If you can't go away for 2 months, it means your business isn't scalable. And lastly, are you forced to do everything yourself and clean up after your problems, after employees have caused issues? And this is what I call the janitor syndrome, where you almost call yourself a janitor because you're just sitting there cleaning up problems that other people have caused. So if you fall into one of those three categories or even all of them, then chances are your business right now isn't scalable. And what's actually happened is that by your actions, by you doing everything yourself, by your hustle, you constantly grinding and doing everything inside the business, what that means is that your business hasn't evolved to a point in which it can survive without you. And look, there's probably people that are listening to this that have just started out in their business, they're in their first year, or maybe there's people that are in their 10th or 15th year that are listening to this. It doesn't really matter how long you've been in business for. Right now, if you've answered yes to one of those three questions, then you can't scale. So then what happens is that you now become the single point of failure in your business. If you're sick, you lose money. or your clients don't get the service that they need. If you take time off, you lose money. And this happens all the time. Like, business owners are telling me constantly, oh, I can't take time off. Last time, like, I was talking to this guy the other day, last time I took time off was 6 years ago. Like, how, the whole reason why you start your business in the first place, this is what's so funny about it. The whole reason why you start your business in the first place is because you want time freedom, you want to be your own boss, you want to spend more time with your family and friends, and you want to make more money. But what actually happens in actual fact is that's not the case. You actually spend more time in your business. You do 80-hour weeks. You then don't get to spend time with your family and friends. You know, the facts are 60% of entrepreneurs and 60% of business owners earn less than $50,000 a year. So all of those things are fighting against you, why the reason why you started your business in the first place. Anyway, so now that we've identified that you're the single biggest point of failure in your business, what do you actually do about it? Well, what you've got to do is you've got to put systems and processes in place that allow tasks and responsibilities to be done in your business without you ever having to do them ever again, right? Now, I'm not talking about super long processes that, you know, take a whole wall to draw up. All I'm talking about is simple dot point instructions to teach your employees to think like you. That's all that you need to do. The first process, and a lot of the processes that I've written in my last business and also in this business that has enabled me to scale, have been on the back of napkins, on the back of crumpled up pieces of paper, just in dot point format. And the employee actually takes that and literally just like sticks it on the wall. That's it. And then when a new person starts, they either photocopy it or they take a photo with their phone. That's it. That's all that you've got to do. You can, as you get bigger and as you continue to grow, you can finesse that stuff later. You know, you can make it look pretty, and that's a job for another day. But right now, you've just got to get stuff off your to-do list and onto other people's ones. So that's really where I want you to start. And that's, if you're in that situation right now, and you're the single point of failure in your business, and you're stuck doing everything, what you need to do next is just write down everything that you're doing. So do a little time audit for the next 3 days, write down everything that you're doing, and then just choose one task that can be delegated to somebody else and train them on it. That's all you've got to do. Do that once a week, and in the next 12 months, you'll be astounded about by how much stuff is actually off your plate so that you can focus on growing the business rather than working in it. Anyway, that's my takeaway for today. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Coaching in Your Car. It really is possible. Just before I go, I just want to say this. It really is possible to scale your business, even if you're a one-man band right now. It really is possible. I didn't think it was possible when I scaled my business to 160 employees and $150 million in revenue, but it definitely is. So what I want you to take away from this episode is just start one day at a time, one piece at a time, and start delegating and carving that out of your workload. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Coaching Your Car. I definitely enjoyed making it for you. I'm almost at my appointment now, so I'm going to sign off. If you did enjoy it, make sure you like wherever you saw it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notified next time there's a new one out. And, you know, share it with your friends and family. That's all that I ask. Share the love around, guys. Just love it, just like you and I do. Anyway, have an awesome day. I'll see you soon.